favor of Chantel not singing, say aye.
Aye.
Thanks, ladies.
And we're off episode 20 with the ladies' room. And we're rolling. Here we are.
You just voted against yourself.
I know. I don't think I should sing either.
There. I don't feel so bad. The guilt, you just took the guilt away.
I'm in radio for the DJ part, not the singing part.
Same here. Yeah. I always wanted to be a rock star. And I always thought being a DJ was a rock star wannabe.
Yeah. I wanted to be a country singer. That didn't work out for me. And I don't like country music.
I wanted to be Joan Jett. You wanted to be country?
Yeah.
I actually studied music and singing in college, and they're just like, you need to be a teacher by the second semester. I'm like, I need to be out of this program altogether.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all set. I'll just continue singing in the shower.
All right, so which is the best place, right?
Yeah.
Look at the echo.
The acoustics are great.
The acoustics are amazing.
Yeah.
So the topic today is Chantel's idea.
Tattoos.
Yeah.
Tattoos.
Only because of something that happened with Mary that was not really uncomfortable. It was enlightening at our company barbecue.
Oh.
Yeah,
last
week.
Please, Mary,
so.
Do enlighten us on your new face tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, post. My neck one that goes on the back.
Yeah, post Mary.
Well, the topic of tattoos came up, whether or not we have tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I have a tattoo and you can't see it.
Yep.
Regularly, really? Whatever. So they asked me if I had a tattoo. I said yes, and I have it in that spot.
The most regrettable place.
Oh my.
Yes. Oof. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My lower back.
Yep. Mary has a tramp stamp.
But I didn't get it when I was 21 or 19 or even 32. I was up there. I should have known better. Tattoo. And still got it.
I actually still think that's a pretty hot spot.
If
you're wearing, it's like a peekaboo spot.
Yes, that's what I think
I
of
like it.
You can see my tattoos, and I have one peekaboo tattoo that only certain people can see.
Is it the one I see right now, which is a little flower? What is this?
No, that's actually a C.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You feel like a monogram.
Yeah.
Right
so
there.
Like when my mother has to identify me in the morgue, she'll be like, that's her.
Oh, horrible thing to say. My tattoo, it's a Celtic knot.
Yep.
It's
beautiful.
Oh, pretty.
It's a Celtic knot.
Yeah.
In that little area.
Yep.
But, okay, so I have a tattoo, and yes, I want to get more, but I'm being really particular.
I have four, and I want to get more because I find them addicting.
They are addicting.
Yeah.
So tell me about your tattoos.
So my first tattoo I got when I was 24, and that's when tattooing in Vermont was illegal.
Oh. I didn't even know it was ever illegal.
It was illegal. So you could pay for the ink. You could not pay the artist. So I have an iris next to my belly button, and it was very painful.
Oh, I bet.
But I paid him, and basically like you tip him, right? So you have to pay for the product and the ink, but you can't pay him to do the work. So it was like $50, where in that tattoo today would be over $200 because it's got a lot of color in it.
Do I dare ask where this took place? Was it like in
Saint
some
Albans.
Basement somewhere?
No, it was in St. Albans. And a friend of mine who is ex-military gave me this guy's name. He'd done all his tattoos. So I went to go see him. So I went to St.
When did
Albans.
It become legal?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I remember being like, ooh, good thing I did it and saved a whole bunch of money.
Right.
And then the tattoo that you commented on. So do you remember? I mean, obviously, Laverne and Shirley, she always wore the L on her shirt.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the C monogram, and that was actually done prison style. I wasn't in prison, just so everybody knows.
I have a few follow-up questions.
I've never served time, and it was actually a lighter and a paperclip.
You are not even telling me the truth
now. No, I'm telling you the truth, and it was $10, hand to God.
What? You paid for someone to do that?
Yeah. Because he was doing other people's tattoos, like he had learned. I think he was in jail, but I don't know.
Anyway.
Where are you meeting these people? The state fair?
It's Chantel.
Listen, it's me. I know everybody from all walks of
Chantel
life.
Chantel literally does.
And then I lost a baby, and so I have her footprints on my wrist in pink. And then,
those are the sweet. That's the sweetest tattoo.
When
I see that, it warms my heart.
Thank
you. Sorry about that loss.
That's all right. And my most recent one is a rosary, which wraps around, that was very painful, which wraps around my thumb, the rosary beads, and then the cross hangs down like below my thumb. So I love that one too.
Yeah, it kind of creeps up on the side, not as far as your wrist, but if it was, it would kind of creep up on the inside of your wrist.
Yep.
It's like facing inward. Yeah.
And when I say addicting, like that hurt when they wrap around your thumb, even though it looks so small, you're like, yep, and can I go home yet? But I still want to do it. And now I just have to figure out where's the placement of the next one and what I want
to
get.
Is it true that the closer you get to a bone,
the more
it hurts, like the more fat there is like around your butt or your
the more fat there
belly.
Is, the better. Yeah, like if you're going to do a hip tattoo or a rib tattoo, around the elbow hurts like a mother. And then hands, feet.
Because I want a behind the neck tattoo.
That should be okay.
I want behind the neck, not like neck creeping up my chin.
Yep.
under my hairline.
Post Mary Malone over there with all the way up the face.
I get Mary on my forehead.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good look. A little tear.
Now I'm gonna circle around and open up to Amanda. Do you have any tattoos?
Let me tell you my story. I got nothing. I've wanted at least a tattoo or a couple of tattoos for a long time, and I have a lot of friends that my close friend Lisa, she had two full sleeves. One was black and white, and the other was full color, and they looked amazing.
Yeah,
but I've always kind of taken mental notes. I have so many pins saved on Pinterest.
Same.
I've not gotten a single one because I am the most indecisive person on the face of the planet. I'm so worried that I'm going to get the stinking tattoo and go
and regret it.
What? Maybe if I just do that. It's not like a pair of jeans where I can go back and you're like, I need a different size. Like,
true.
I can't.
True. That's true. That's why I got the one in the back, which you can't really see.
Oh, okay.
So that was like my practice one.
You know what's so funny is I was 24, so I was yet to be a mommy. Mm. Yeah. So to go through those pregnancies with that iris that's on my stomach,
all of a sudden it was like
bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller.
Yeah, like a garden or something.
It was a whole bouquet. Now it's a flower again.
What are some of your ideas on your Pinterest page? Yeah.
A lot of flowers.
Yep.
Any reason why?
There's,
you have to have a reason.
I love, oh yeah, oh absolutely. I look at symbolism behind flowers, but it really brings me back to my grandmother always had yellow roses outside of her house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love the yellow rose. I also love stargazer lilies. I think are absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. So something with like red rose, yellow rose, because red is classic.
Yep.
It'll complement the lily.
Yep.
Something to do with maybe lace or pearls, or I kind of like the rosary idea.
The lace, they have that white ink now.
Yes.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. Oh my goodness. It's it's just beautiful.
Yeah. The 3D
you could do that.
The 3D tattoos always get to me, like the spider standing up.
Yeah.
Like those 3D ones are always, I don't want one at all, but I always.
Yeah. Mary's not putting a spider on her body.
No.
Yeah.
No. I actually saw a few videos on TikTok. I follow these guys. I can't think of the name of the tattoo place to save my life. I think it's out in Florida. But their tattoos, people are asking, I think they call them sticker tattoos. And it looks like a sticker that's on their body, whatever it is, cartoon or something. But it looks like a little edge of it is peeling up with a little shadow.
That's so cool.
You can just scrape it off. I'm like, that's super cool.
Yeah,
I'm loving
that. And then where would you put it if you were to get a tattoo or some ideas?
I've been thinking about my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like in that area.
Yep.
Originally, I saw this, dare I say, badass looking tattoo that went, and you say hips and whatnot, uncomfortable, painful. It went from the hip up the rib cage. I'm like, that's cool, but I think that would hurt a lot. I've also seen watercolor tattoos where it looks like a watercolor painting.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Oh, so that'd be nice.
Yeah. Or I'm just stuck in the middle is I can't figure out, do I want cohesive designs? Do I want...
I actually think the flowers that you're thinking of in watercolor would be... unbelievably amazing. Beautiful. And you could get it as small or as large as you want, depends on the detail.
And then you can add to it. Start small and then add to it, build to it.
I've even seen some that have such great detailing. They look like fabric, almost like cross stitching or something. I was like,
You do have a lot of ideas.
I didn't see that's my problem is I can't nail one down. I cannot make that. I'm going to be writing my last will and testament at 87 years old going, I really should have got that tattoo a while ago. I still can't decide. You know,
I will tell you though, if you're worried about regret, I don't feel like you will have regret.
No, I've never regretted any of my tattoos.
I was more excited about it once I got my tattoo. I was more excited. I didn't have regret at all. I was like, wow.
If you have to think about tattooing as you're basically an art billboard. Mm. To me, there's nothing more beautiful or sexy than a tattoo.
Yeah.
Like a guy with a full sleeve or, you know, I just am like, God, that's beautiful. I'm just looking at this. You're carrying somebody's art around
with you. That's very true.
It's a compliment to the tattoo artist. You know, it's a connection to you in the art world. So it's, you know, I'm not trying to make you do it, but it's,
you
won't regret it.
Right. And it's very personal. That's why we do it. That's why we do it, because it's really personal.
Yeah. I do have all those personalized ideas and remembering family members and that's what, a lot of symbolism behind it. Because I don't want to just get a tattoo and be like, yep, that's a sun because I felt
it's
like
yellow.
It. You know, like I want some meaning behind it. I want something that has a little bit of a story. So somebody's like, oh, what's that? I mean, like, oh yeah, it's a bear. No, it has a story. It has something to it.
Yeah, mine doesn't have much of a story. My Celtic knot is just
it's your Irish heritage.
Irish heritage. Sean's Irish heritage as well.
And for me, you know, being Catholic, you know, by the way, I'm a really bad Catholic. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm really bad at it. But it still means a lot to me in a spiritual journey. So that's why
I don't think anybody judges.
No.
You're good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know. I think there are days that God's like, really, Chantel, you are stretching me thin now.
Well, God's looking at you saying that you're helping us all learn. Maybe that's
like, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, this Little Miss Catholic Church every Sunday says, it's okay. It's all good. You and I talk. Yeah. It's fine. You're good.
Yeah. So I think, you know, tattoos, like I said, it's a very personal journey. And if you love them, you love them. And if you don't like them, that's okay too.
Yeah. And we'll go with you if you get it.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh,
of course.
Yay. Yeah. Hi.